It's time for A Doctor in the House with Dr. Terry Mason on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world's changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty.
Oh. And now here's Dr. Terry Mason.
And good morning, good morning, good morning. This is your host, Dr. Terry Mason. The show is The Doctor in the House, and it's heard every Sunday right here on AM 1690 WVON. And we've got a great show. This is the first Sunday of the month, and of course, this show is brought to us by the University of Illinois Cancer Center. And I'm very thankful to Deidre Reese for the work that she puts in, and I'm grateful for the great guest that we have on today that we're going to be talking about a number of things. So, Ms. Rogers, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well, Dr. Mason. Thank you so much.
Well, Ms. Rogers, it is my pleasure to have you as a guest today. We're going to have a wonderful time discussing things. And I know that you are the founder and the CEO of the of a very important organization called Peer Plus Education and Training. And let's talk a bit just about what that is and why you did this.
Well, thank you. Peer Plus Education and Training Advocates came out of the need in 1992 to educate the community in a way that they would understand it. Myself and two other friends started to talk about what we could do and to make sure that the information that our community needed, that we were able to be a part of it and to do our part to bring them information at that time that was around HIV and AIDS. So that was a catalyst that started Peer Plus Education and Training Advocates. And I would like to say right away that in December, we celebrated 22 years.
Well, congratulations. Congratulations. That's a tall thing to do, because in this business and the work that you're doing, longevity is really, really something that you got to work extremely hard at in order to maintain things. So I congratulate you.
Thank you so much. Well, our tag is Aware with Care, and we provide support, services, and resources to the community and families in need. And so what we are the ones that people still consider us as boots on the ground. You know, that's an old word. But that's okay. We wear it and we put on our boots and our tennis shoes and we go to the areas that are in need. Through health and wellness of community, of health fairs that we may sponsor ourselves, or now we're working more in partnership, which I think was a smart decision for Peer Plus to take on. We don't have to do this by ourselves. So we have created wonderful, wonderful partners to make the work that we do. It just enhances the community and the work that we're trying to do to get out to the community to make sure that they are aware of the resources that are available to them.
Well, let's talk a bit about what those resources are, exactly in what areas they are, and how it works.
Well, we are word of mouth. A lot of people were not aware of Peer Plus Education and Training Advocates. but because of word of mouth, we have been able to sustain. The support and services that we provide is we reach out to other areas that may have housing and pantries and short-term shelters for women that are going through abusive situations. This week, I spent a lot of time in working with a young lady that lost everything in a fire. And so we go through our resource manuals and link them to the services because we don't have an official brick and mortar. We go through our resource books and we do all the linking and connecting. And we have to help the community to navigate those systems to get what it is that they may be in need of. So once we make that connection in our own way of case management, we will do a follow-up, but then they are under the auspices of whoever that the services, you know, that they are in need of at that particular time. And so we reach.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Reach in and we want to make sure. A lot of people just don't understand. It's the lack of trust that the services are really there. You know, they see online or they get some information from someone that did not follow through. And it makes it difficult for them to take the steps to move forward to say, you know what, I'm going to give it a try on my own. And so we're the ones that give that little nudge and that encouragement to say, hey, this is a pantry. Don't feel embarrassed if you have to go to this pantry because these services are here for you. And a lot of the pantries now have the wraparound services there at the pantries when the families go through. So they can go in and get, you know, clothes and ancillary supplies they may need and to sign up for insurances and to navigate them to what they are needing to be everyday and to be productive.
Okay, so walk us through, because this is radio and people can't see us. So what I'd like you to do as best as you can to walk us through one instance, whether it's you mentioned the lady that got burned out. Walk us through, if you could, and help us create that visual of exactly what you and your staff does, how they interact with the woman and how they move them to a place where they can be self-sufficient.
Okay, well, I can give you this example that just happened a few days ago. You probably saw this on the news. This young lady lived in the suburbs, and she was in a condo, and she lost everything, including one of her pets. And so her family member found out about Pure Plus through another family member of mine and made the phone call. Fortunately, she walked away with her life, and she's still in the hospital, but she does have a son. So what I did was I started to make phone calls right away. Let's make sure that the child is okay, because he wasn't there, but everything that he had was lost. All of his clothes, his electronics, his computers, everything. So with that, I was able to phone a friend that works with Walmart and Target and all of the stores that has a warehouse where is they can take this kid to the warehouse and to be able to get him clothes, to get him on his feet until mom is able to put those things back in place. And so now, since she is in the hospital, we're working through the father, her father, who is taking the information and is working with the son. When she's released, but she is directly working with Red Cross, so Red Cross will put her up probably 4, 5, or 6 months or longer unless she's going to go and live with a family member. We don't know which way she's going to go at this time because of her being in the hospital, so please keep her in prayer because she did inhale a lot of the smoke inhalations, but thank God she's okay. So right now the focus is to get everything in place for the 13-year-old son. So those things are happening I've made those referrals. We know that the child is okay, and mom is going to be okay because her dad is keeping me up to speed on what's happening with her. So I gave him the list of resources that he would be able to reach out to. And because he's used to these kind of things, he's been able to navigate the system himself until she is released from the hospital. So they don't need any food or anything like that. The main thing is to put clothes on the back of the young man.
And how does it work for housing for them? Is that they just you just put them in touch with the relatives and they figure that out? Or how does that work since they lost their house?
Well, what they did was, and that's what the dad told us, that she's going to be living with some relatives when she comes out of the hospital. So there are different realtors that I work with that may already work with people that are Section 8 or with people that are under different programs, or if she's employed and able to carry her rent on her own, they will make them a priority to try to work with them to place them right away. Because she's someone that was in a condo with that kind of lifestyle, I'm for sure she's going to probably want to return back to that type of living eventually. But to put her someplace right away. So I go down my list of resources that are realtors, and then I link them together and to see what it is, you know, that they could do for them. And then we have other places that have furniture. When someone passes away and they know the services that we provide, then they re-gift. They gift those items over to that person. We'll work with that person to get a mover to go and to pick up the furniture and to deliver the furniture to wherever they're going to be. And we just did that recently for a young lady. This particular person is no longer able to live on her own. She's in assisted living. So she wanted to clear her home so it could be sold. So they contacted me. I, in turn, contacted the moving company. They went and retrieved the furniture up north, which was just wonderful because this mother is someone that left her situation in domestic violence. So when she ran with only the clothes on her back, and her children were on the floor with nothing at all. So we were able to get a bed for her, get items, you know, for the children, to get milk for the babies, and to get her just to some of the things so her mind can clear itself so she could start to even receive the services and support that we have, because not everyone is ready because there's so much trauma that they've experienced with whatever that situation is. So, again, we are word of mouth, and we've been doing this for a very, very, very long time, and it's only by the grace of God that we have been able to sustain, because everyone knows that a small nonprofit, it's kind of difficult, but, you know, we've always been able to keep our head above water. So we're thankful for that, and we do whatever we can for the families. And Dr. Mason, the big reason for the passion that I have is because we are the people we serve, because we know that our situation can change in any second. So I treat it as if it's my family member or myself, because I know what it's like. I know what it's like when you're faced with not knowing which way to go or who to reach out to. So I'm so happy that Peer Plus is there, you know, to be able to step in and to support these families in their time of need.
Well, I'm sure we'll have some people calling in. If you have questions, the number is 773-591-1690. That's 773-591-1690. Be happy to take your calls with Peer Plus. I want to sort of understand, how did this relationship between Peer Plus and the University of Illinois Cancer Center come to be?
Well, thank you. That's a really good question. And let me give a shout out, first of all, to Dr. Yami Molina and her staff, and to Deidre Turner for reaching out to PurePlus. Again, PurePlus has been around for a very long time, and being boots on the ground, people see us everywhere. And so internally with another staff member that worked with Dr. Molina that is aware of PurePlus and our track record in the community, that's how it came back around to us. We started meeting with them last year. And it took a little while for it to get off the ground, but man, we have just been so busy with this particular project that we're working on with Dr. Molina and her staff. And what that is in partnership with Jackson Park Hospital, there's a 3D imaging machine. And that imaging machine is for mammograms. And we know that is a big fear in our community because of stories that people have heard about how uncomfortable the machine is. And that's true. It is uncomfortable just for a few moments. But if you take that little 10 minutes or whatever it takes and to walk away with a clean bill of health, then those 10 minutes, 15 minutes or whatever it is all worth it. It is all worth it. This is a lovely machine that is up to date and will give you that screening and your readings right away. Because, you know, when you go for that mammogram and then 3 weeks later you receive a letter that comes through the mail and say, we need you to come back. As a woman, I know what that fear feels like because you're sitting on the edge of the seat wondering, is something wrong? You're losing sleep, you're losing your appetite. But this machine, in partnership with the University of Illinois Cancer Center and Jackson Park Hospital, I don't believe in all miracles, but I'm going to say this is one of a kind. And this is so magnificent because for women that do not have insurance, they are directed to Equal Hope that will help them to get the insurance that they're in need of to be able to get this particular screening. So what they've done is all measures to make this work have been put in place. And we just need to get the word out. So what PurePlus has been doing for them, we've been in the community in partnership with community fairs or the ones that we've hosted ourselves and getting the women registered. After the registration, then the calls are made to the women to set up a scheduled time for them to come and to receive this mammogram. And as of yet, I have not heard anyone come back with a bad rebuttal. For women that are over 50, it just kind of amazed me the amount of women that had never had a mammogram before. And so we've been able to dispel some of that, and we also make ourselves available. Hey, if you need me to meet you and sit with you, I will definitely do that. I lost my mom to breast cancer. My mom had four daughters. And we didn't know that our mom had breast cancer. She never told us. She didn't tell us until it came back and at that time. And so we were devastated, and I never want anyone else's family to have to go through that. It may be a difficult conversation, but we have to have the conversation. We have to continue to educate. And that's why my tag is Aware with Care. We're not going to talk over your head. We're not going to talk beneath you because we are you. We're no different.
I want to find out if we have any callers because I want to make sure because the show goes very quickly, and I want to make sure that we get a chance to get our callers in. So if there's any callers, I just need to know so that we can get our callers on the air with you if they have questions.
There are no callers at this time, Doctor.
All right. So we will... We'll keep the phone lines open. That number again is 773-591-1690. That's 773-591-1690. And we want you to get your calls in, because typically people start calling toward the end of the show, and then we don't have any time to answer them. So if you got questions, call in now. This will be the time to call in if you want information about Peer Plus, you want information about the mammogram program that they're doing over there. And, again, the University of Illinois Cancer Center is working with Peer Plus is working with them. So give us a little bit more about the role that you play with the University of Illinois Cancer Center.
Thank you. Well, what we do is I hunt and gather for community events that I think that would be a good fit and where people are going to be. And a lot of times it's not a traditional event. Last week we went to a housing event that was held at the YMCA on Stony Island. But that event brought 25 women to our table that registered to receive a mammogram. That was just amazing. That was just simply amazing to me. They stood there and they listened and they answered, they asked questions. And of course, I never delved into trying to give anything medically. I just tell them from a holistic piece the importance of taking the mammogram, going and receive it, and to dispel as much of the myths that we possibly can. Again, it always comes back to, is it going to be painful? It's going to be uncomfortable. Everyone's pain level has its own threshold, but we just want to make sure that these women receive these mammograms. And may I give a little bit of information there, if you don't mind? We have programs that are coming up for the month of February that you can go daily. You could phone in and make the appointment. You can call 708-768-1155. You can phone that today. And they screen.
You want to say that? You want to? Let's go back now. Because people probably didn't even have a pen or a pencil ready. Yeah, people didn't even probably have a pen or paper ready.
Okay.
So I want you to go back and give the number two more times slowly. And we'll give it again throughout the course of the interview.
Absolutely.
But I want you to put the information out there again. So I want you to give the number two more times. I want you to do it slowly, okay?
Okay, I got it. Okay, 708-768-1155. You are phoning Jackson Park Hospital and Medical Center that's located at 7531 South Stony Island, Chicago. And that is a radiology department. And one more time.
You give it out one more time and slowly. Go right ahead.
708-768-1155. You can phone that number today. It will go into their portal, and you will receive a phone call back. Screenings are done Monday through Fridays, but they have a couple of special projects that they're going to work on February the 10th and February the 24th. Both
now
those
let's talk
dates
about
are
coverage.
Saturday.
Mm-hmm. And now let's coverage. Talk about, do the people need insurance? Does it cost them anything, or how does this work?
Well, we want you to have insurance, of course. There's no fee that's coming out of your pocket, but if you have if you're non-insured, we refer you to a partnering agency, which is Equal Hope. And Equal Hope will help you to get signed up for the insurance and to walk you through that process. Unfortunately, I don't know what their queries are because they do that on an individual piece, but when they make the phone call, or when they go through the intake form, they will ask them questions that I don't ask, and then they will know if that woman or whoever it is must be over 40 and over, to know if they have insurance. And if they do, then they're going to be registered in. And if they don't, Equal Hope will work with them to make sure that they have the insurance to be able to get the screening that they need.
Now, does this also work for the University of Illinois Cancer Center?
I'm sorry, say that again.
Does this also work with the University of Illinois Cancer Center?
You know, I'm going to sound really a little bizarre with this. I'm not really sure, because my piece is for the outside ancillary piece with Jackson Park Hospital, but I'm going to say yes. But that phone number, once you make that call, then they will inform you.
Okay, because it's really important that, because I'm trying to understand, we want our listeners to understand what's the relationship between the University of Illinois Cancer Center and your organization. You know,
We are the partners. So we are the community out on in the community to bring this information to the health fairs, to the senior buildings, to wherever is needed, to the community centers. We bring their detailed information out as their community partner. We want to make sure that the community is educated to know that this service is here with the 3D imaging machine, and that this is one of the best around.
Now, people, if something is found on the mammogram that may require either ultrasound or biopsy or what have you, are those then referred back to the University of Illinois Cancer Center, or how does that work?
As far as I know, yes, sir, they are. Because, well, first of all, we're going to make sure when they get that imaging back that they receive the education from someone to understand what it is, because that's part of the fear right there. So we want to dispel that, to say we're going to work with you. And that's not us. That's not Peer Plus Education and Training Advocates. We are the carriers to get the information out, and to go into further detail is definitely within the hospital setting at Jackson Park Hospital, and then back to the University of Illinois Cancer Center.
Dr. So Mason and Mrs. Rogers, you have a phone call on line one.
Okay, thank you.
All right, let's go ahead and take our phone call. Caller, you're on the air with your question. Go right ahead.
Good morning, Dr. Mason and your guests. Thanks for taking my call. Very great information with what sounds like a wonderful program. And Dr. Mason, it did sound like you got into some of the requirements in terms of how would one actually benefit from the program should they seek out those services. I wanted to ask, is there a residency requirement or income requirement if you're uninsured and you're not in Cook County? Is that a requirement, or you have other resources that you can refer out? Thank you.
Thank you. That's a good question. No, it's just not contained to this inner city. Because when people hear Jackson Park Hospital and the University of Illinois Cancer Center, they just think that it's inner city. We're trying to expand as far as we possibly can to get everyone in to receive these mammograms. And again, Equal Hope, we use them as our partner for those that do not have insurance. And then they walk you through the process to see what it is that they can link you to and how to, excuse me, I'm so sorry, to receive this screening. And so I can also, with Dr. Mason's permission, I can share the number with you for Peer Plus, and you could feel free to phone me or phone that 708 number that I just gave, the 708-768-1155, or you could phone me, Phyllis Rogers at 312-914-1186.
And we'll give those numbers again, because I don't want people, because you may not have had a pen right at that time. So we want to make sure you get the contact information so that you can avail yourself of these services.
Absolutely.
Now, do people have to qualify? Is there some requirements with respect to who can and cannot avail themselves of the service, or is this open to anyone?
We want you to be 40 years old. As long as you're 40 and older, you definitely qualify. And then they will do the screening with the intake around your insurances and the availability to make sure that we put you in for the screening. You want to keep it as simple as possible, because we know that thinking about mammogram creates anxiety. So the team that will take that information, move with a ginger, I would say they move gingerly, you know, to make sure that they dispel all of those myths and to lower that anxiety level to help you to get this mammogram that is so important in our community. That is so important.
Now, for the follow-up, if something's found, was that follow-up done at the University of Illinois Cancer Center? Or where is, I know you mentioned something about Jackson Park, but I just wanted to know whether or not the University of Illinois Cancer Center is an option for those women.
Well, the screening is at Jackson Park, but the referral back is going to be to the University of Illinois Cancer Center. That's where they will go. Yes, yes, sir. I'm sorry if I didn't make that clear.
Yeah, I just wanted to make
University
that. Yeah, we want to make that really
clear. Yes.
All right. And again, we're coming up on our time, and we got some time left. But I want to make sure that anyone that has a question about what we're talking about, please don't hesitate to give us a call here at the radio station. That's 773-591-1690. 773-591-1690. So please, please, please call us. We would love to hear from you and make sure we get your question answered, because, you know, when the show's over. I can't go over anything. You can't ask anything. So I just make sure that you call in now if you have any question or even a comment about what you've heard. We'd be appreciative of either or both.
And, Doctor, you have Aline on the line.
All right. All right, so let's go to the phones now. Aline, you're on with us. Go right here with your question.
Hi, good morning. I'm thankful for this program that you're having this morning. I am in the process of assisting a family that where the mother couldn't no longer live by herself, and she had to go out of state to live with another daughter. And they're selling the house. And so that's my concern right now. I'm assisting to get the word out that some items are there for free if somebody would just come and move them out. And so when I heard that part of the program, I was so thankful that God had answered one of my prayers. So how can I get in touch with the area where the furnishings can be given to someone and somebody would pick them up and see to it that they get to where they need to go?
Sure. Thank you. Let me give you my number, because that is under Peer Plus Education and Training Advocates. So you could just write for short term, just say Peer Plus.
Peer Plus. I have that.
And the number is 312.
Okay. 312.
914.
914.
1186.
1186.
Yes, ma'am. We were just recently introduced.
Let's repeat the number. Hold on. I want to repeat the number, because you always need to repeat it at least twice. Because I know when I hear these things and I'm trying to write, sometimes the pen stops writing, all kinds of things happen. So I want to make sure that people have an opportunity to get the information. So would you please give the number two more times so people can have it so they can make the appropriate connection? Please go ahead.
Absolutely. Peer Plus, the number is 312-914-1186.
All right, thank you. I have that.
Okay, 312-914-1186. We're beginning to have a partnership with a company that's called Digs with Dignity. And Digs with Dignity, they take furniture and then they re-gift. So when you have a moment, if you could phone me tomorrow, and then we can walk through the process of trying to get these items donated. Thank you so much.
Okay. Yes, thank you. Is there a certain hour limit that I need to make contact to you?
Anytime after 10, up until 5.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you for that, because there's a lot of times things like this happen that people have furnishings or moving or things that happen, circumstances change for whatever reason, and it's good that there's a place where these things can be given and repurposed for someone who needs them.
Absolutely. You know, there's also, even though they're not my partner, but I have referred people to the White Elephant that is up north.
And that's to get something or to take something there?
They do both. They will pick up, and then they re-gift through case management with different community services with referrals for people that are in need of furniture.
Let's give you a number out again, because there's some people that just tuned in and said, God, I just missed that number. Let me get it
okay.
again. Let me tell her. Sure. Say it again.
312-914-1186.
Okay,
312-914-1186.
Well, that's important, very important information. And as we're winding down to our, you know, less than last 10 minutes of the show, I want to make sure if anybody had any questions or comments about this, or anyone that has taken advantage of Peer Plus and used the service, we'd like to hear from you too. And if you have questions about what needs to happen and how, we want to hear from you as well. So the number to the radio station, as we're moving down to, the last 10 minutes or so of the show. So that number again is for the radio show, to get into touch with our guest and to get information. That's 773-591-1690. That's 773-591-1690. That's to call the radio station to get on the air. So don't be embarrassed. Don't be shy. Give us a call. That's what we're here for. That's why I do the show, to get the information out so people that need it can get it and take advantage of it.
And you have a call from Dr. Bradley.
All right. So it's important that we share this information.
Well,
I'm going to go back to our call. We got a caller with Dr. Bradley. Dr. Bradley, good morning.
Good morning. Happy New Year. Dr. C is what they usually call me for vitamin C. And when I heard Ms. Phyllis Rogers on the line, I said, you know what, I have to stop and give, I guess you would say, her flowers right now, because her organization, Peer Plus, I mean, you heard all of what she does and her organization and her board. When I met her at our organization event, which is, again, Body Part Senior Fitness Foundation, we did a pilot series program in the Gresham neighborhood, GAGDC, and also in West Pullman at the Dr. Worrell, I have to say it right, Conrad Worrell Track and Field. We do programs, wellness programs, for seniors, and we provide with our partner, University of Chicago Urban Health Initiative, free exercise programs whether it's virtual or coming in person, especially after the pandemic, we started doing the virtual. So I just want to thank you for letting me put that plug out. And I can also give my phone number, which is 773-509-6842. 773-509-6842. If you're interested in exercising free, virtual, that number you can call, and then in person you can call and we can give you the registration link. But I just want to say, Ms. Rogers, thank you for being a vendor, sending your wonderful representatives out to be a part of our vendor organization, where we try to provide community resources like yours, which is stellar, for residents to be informed. And I'm over 40. I'm what they call a middle age now that I know that now. So 40 to 60. And my point is, I have to get my mammogram checkup. And you know, there's been toggling back and forward, and hello to Dr. Mason as well, with respect to, do you get your mammogram 1 year, or do you get your mammogram twice a year? The bottom line is, get your mammogram. So I'm so grateful that I've been doing that, and your information has helped several of our senior members when you were a vendor. And I won't even, and I'll tell you this, not even a vendor one time, but several times she's been at our free senior health wellness event. We're starting back up in the new year, and I'll be calling you, Ms. Rogers, again. She's like my golden angel, because when you get vendors, you want the vendors to give quality, credible information. And when I saw the number of our members lined up at her table, i.e., you know, the free wellness checkup that you can get, in terms of the mammograms. And as you can see, she's got other resources that you can tap into. But we are a community non-for-profit, and when I connected with her, I felt I had a golden ticket. You know, have you seen the, American Idol, or whatever it is? Anyway, you get this golden ticket. Well, Ms. Rogers and her service present a golden ticket for the community. And I'm so glad to have known her and knowing her and connecting with her. And I look forward to working with her organization in 2024 as we both combine our community services for the residents' benefit.
Thank you, Dr. Bradley, for those words. We appreciate it. Thank you so much. And we'll be in touch.
Thank you. Be well. Thank you, WBLN.
We need more of this. I'm sorry. Thank you. And we need this more coordination, because, you know, we have so many great things happening in our community, but sometimes it feels like they're hid under a bush. And that's why we have this show, to put the information out so people know. And the kind of service that you're offering is really so very, very important. And now, so tell me, what's your relationship to the Cancer Center with Ms. Reese?
Well, I started with the Cancer Center. I was with the patient brigade with Dr. Robert Wynn and with Dr. Kareem Watson. And I was just so excited to be asked to be a part of that, that taught me things that I hadn't thought about, and it helped me to build relationships. And those relationships have led me to where we are right now, to a phone call like this. I am a team player. I love being a part of a team, because I love the feedback and just to be into the community. And when I became a part of that, I just embraced everything that they had. And I opened my hands and received what they were teaching me. And I just have not stopped. And I won't.
Well, you know, that's an amazing testimony. Just an amazing testimony. And we're grateful. We're really grateful that you made that connection. And I've been working with the University of Illinois Cancer Center since almost its inception, when Dr. Wynn was there, and for the marvelous work that he and Dr. Kareem Watson and the members of the team and the Mile Square Network was involved with, making sure that if people didn't have place to come for their medical situations, they could come there to in the Miles Square Network as part of the University of Illinois. And the Cancer Center can make the appropriate referral for you. So we don't want anybody to be left out. We don't want anybody not to feel that they have somewhere to go where they can get quality care for themselves. And with the, what you're doing in terms of leveraging these resources to get people, I mean, it almost brought tears to my eyes when you think about people that are getting burned out. I mean, where I live right now, I'm in a building that had a fire, a high-rise fire here in Hyde Park. And, you know, it's always good to know where there are resources. And things happen anywhere, at any time. So as we move into these last few moments, I want to give you some time to really, again, I want to thank Deidre Reese for putting a lot of this together. And I want you to give out your number again so that people, if they choose, and also not just if they need help, but if they have things that are things that you can use, and why don't you say what those are so people could hear that from you.
Absolutely. And again, I want to thank Yami Molina and Deidre Reese, and for you, Dr. Mason, just for, you know, being a part of some of the projects that I've worked on and where you've been a big supporter of mine in the past. And talk about good health and wellness. I know that is your entire focus. So thank you for that. What I would like to do is, if we have a minute, I would like to give the audience my website, and I'll say it slowly. Peer, P-E-E-R, plus P-L-U-S, cares, cares.org. PeerPlusCares.org. If you go into that website, you will see the work that we are doing in the community. And it has all of the details of how to contact PeerPlus. At the end of the year, and let me go back for a minute. I want to thank my PeerPlus ambassadors. I no longer call them volunteers. We're all ambassadors because they help me to carry the word. I don't work in a bubble. It may appear that way, but we work as a team. But if you go to that website, you will see the services that we provide and support. At the end of the year for 2023, once our newsletter was put together, we had been involved in over probably 37 events, phone calls, Zooms, community events for the year of 2023. So we were quite busy. And those
I want to thank you for that. No, I'm just saying we're running out of time. So I just want to thank you once again for the work that you're doing and continue to do. I want you to give out the number again. I know you put the website, but give out the number two more times for people.
Sure.
Very quickly.
Okay. 312-914-1186. 312-914-1186. And if you visit that website, all information is right there. PeerPlusCares.org. And again, thank you, Dr. Terry Mason. You know, for
you
the
so
invite,
we
really
have you back. We got to have you back. I want to thank all our listeners out there. The next voice you're going to hear is that of Miss Pam Morris Walton, who's coming to make a joyful noise over the radio. And until next week at the same time and station, may God continue to bless each and every one of you with continued health and strength. As I leave you now in peace. Thank you.